Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
TheCustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Jim Blasingame. He's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Mike Daniels being back on the show. Mike is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the guy who was once the president of ICANN way back in the 90s. But before that, he was in the cubicle next door to the two guys that invented the internet. So he's got some serious credentials, folks. He serves on a number of boards these days, and he's a very well recognized, one of the top recognized experts on the internet and what's going on out there in cyberspace. And what are we doing as a nation to protect ourselves nationally and individually, each one of us? And he's the co-author of a book called Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions: The Monetization of the Internet. He's our good friend, Mike Daniels. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you and all your listeners.
Good to have you back. So, Mike, let's talk about the news first, if you don't mind. We all know about the ransomware worm that went through Europe. What was it, about a month ago? What was the name of that? I forget.
WannaCry about a month
WannaCry. ago. WannaCry, that's the one. And that was right. It was a ransomware, and there were multiple. On that particular one, there were multiple sources of people, touchstones, where people were, you could pay your money to them to get your computers back, but it was different, wasn't it? Because it was a ransomware connected to a worm, rather than a phishing thing, right?
Exactly right, Jim. But you know, the point of this is, you're right about WannaCry, and of course, the origins of these things, some people have traced back to our own National Security Agency, called Eternal Blue. So, you know, there's so much stuff out there. It's exactly what you and I have been talking about for how long now. We're going to see more and more and more of this, and what it's doing is creating a different kind of world because we're digitizing the entire globe, better or worse. Yeah, these are the kind of things we're going to see more of all the time.
Well, and we have a brand new one out overnight, the one called GoldenEye, which apparently is a variation on the WannaCry.
I'm sure it probably is. I've just seen that this morning. But these are just an ongoing series of things that we're all going to have to deal with. And that's
right.
The problem. We've got to try to find major global responses to the world we're living in, and we're not doing a good job of that anywhere, Jim.
Well, I agree, because there's apparently they think maybe an actual nuclear plant in America was breached. But the one expert I heard on this, on the new one, the GoldenEye Petya, depending on who you talk to, there's two different names for it. On this particular worm, this particular ransomware, there was only one email address that you could pay your money to, and they wanted $300.
Mm-hmm.
On the other one, there were multiple places you could you might pay to one email address. I might pay to another email address. This one had only one, and they shut it down. And I heard an expert say this sounded almost like a copycat by a state operator, and they think they're tracing it back to Russia. Like Russia may have caused this, but it wasn't a very good. It was kind of clunky the way they did it. They tried to copy the WannaCry, which was more of a cyber bad guys. This is something the guy said he thinks maybe a state did this in kind of a bad tradecraft way.
May well be, Jim. You know, those of us who have lived in the cybersecurity business for 30, 40 years now, as we've seen the evolution of this, these are the kind of things you're going to get. You'll get copycats. You've got nation states, you've got transnational criminal organizations, You've got loose bunches of hackers all over the world. These come from multiple places. The typical people who are involved in it are the Russians, the Iranians, the North Koreans, the Chinese. These are the major players in these kinds of things. And what the basic right. thing here is disruption of right. national security and our economic competitive future.
But I want to make sure, I've only got about 20 seconds here, because before we go to a break, I want to make sure people understand, folks, so far, the ones we're talking about right now are not assaults where they broke in, they forced their way in. These are all, to my knowledge, Mike, these are examples of where people let their guard down and allowed these things in.
That's exactly right. Typically comes through phishing when people click on bad.
It's our own fault that they got in.
Own fault. People need to understand that.
Not locking your doors, not putting up firewalls, not having security, the proper security, the proper firewall. Folks, this is, but now the next assault may not be where they get invited in, where we let them in. They may actually force their way in. We'll get Mike Daniels to talk to you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.